turn in our Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 5. You can remain standing if you want for the reading of God's Word. Mark, chapter 5. Amen. Maybe the title of the sermon describes you this morning. I don't know. I've tried it all. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." Father, I pray, Lord, that you'd bless the ministry of the Word of God this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I've tried it all. I'm sure that we've all come to that point where we think we've run out of options. I'll tell you something, friend. There's really not another option except God. And he's the only option you need. Praise the Lord. And many times we try things that our mind can reason out, or what suggestions that society may have, or that people may know and suggest. Amen. But they don't deal with a real issue. It's between you and God. Amen. And so, when you've tried it all, let's try Jesus. Praise God. He's not just an option. He's the only one that can intervene. And we know that. Praise the Lord. But let's notice here the story of a woman who had an unending condition of hemorrhaging. Amen. You say, well, when you hemorrhage for so long, for 12 years here, surely she ran out of blood. Well, no, but it was an ongoing condition. Well, let's look at this ongoing condition. Maybe you have an ongoing thing in your life. You just need God's help. Maybe you wrestled with it for many years or for some time, and you've prayed before and asked God to help you, but it just seems like that it hadn't happened at least the way you thought it ought to. But I'm going to tell you, God hadn't forgotten you. God cares and God loves and God understands. This woman had searched for an answer for many years. She spent all. Man, verse 26 tells us there that she came behind. She had suffered many things from many physicians. It's not that the doctors had made her suffer, but none of them seemed to have an answer. And she had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had spent all and she was spent. There's no other way. There's no other help. There's nothing left. I don't have any money left. I don't have anything left. She had went to every level to find help. All efforts were in vain. No change, no healing, no treatment. Only grew worse with time. And it seemed all of her efforts had been in vain. All her money spent, empty, no peace, no hope, just empty. Amen. She's like modern day going to three different doctors. Don't get me wrong. I thank God for doctors and God enables them to do. But, you know, let's just put this as this has happened before. You go to a doctor and say, you know, I have a knot on my head. The doctor says, you have a knot on your head. That'll be $100. But let me refer you over here to another friend of mine who can help with the knots better. And so you go to him and said, you got a knot on your head. He said, that'll be $100. And so you've been told by two doctors you got a knot on your head. So you went to the third doctor. and said, "Doctor, if you tell me I got a knot on my head, I'm going to put one on yours." Anyway, you got it. But she had been to many physicians and suffered many things. Don't get me wrong, I don't have anything against physicians. I thank God for them. But in those times, they had offered certain herbs that you could that would heal. Yet all Israel knew that God alone could heal. And God had healed them many times. In the history of Israel, God had healed them from all the plagues of Egypt. Amen. In Exodus 15:26, "You, if you diligently hear the voice of the Lord your God, do all that is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, keep all of his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on which you I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee," Jehovah Rapha, "the Lord that healeth thee." But all of her search here, this woman, had left her empty, like the earth was before God created it. It was without form and void. She felt like her life served no purpose, and she hadn't been healed, and didn't seem to be an answer for her sickness. All of her search had left her empty. And men, people today are searching for many things, and they come up empty until they come to Jesus. And this is the condition of many today. They're just empty, no answer. And people are constantly searching. They've tried religion. They've tried self-help programs and rehabs, but still in the same condition. And this search had left the poor, has left this woman poor with no money, no one to care. This seemed to be the end. But I want to tell you something. The world is full of hurting people today. God has healed many people, and God has used physicians to bring healing to people. Amen. If God did all the healing, God may have used people, but it's God that does the healing. He's the healer. And let's see, find to hear that Jesus is the end of all search. And I want to read a scripture to you that's familiar, Luke 4:18. You should memorize it. It's a great scripture. Praise the Lord. When Jesus came out of back from the temptation, 40 days of temptation in the wilderness, he walked into humanity, and he said, he was already there, but he walked into a crowd and he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He's told me to bring good news to those who didn't have any good news." Praise the Lord. "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." And there's many brokenhearted people today. There's kids suffering because mom and dad couldn't get along and they've separated and they think it's their fault their mom and dad are divorced. There's brokenhearted people in our world. There's people that can't seem to get over things and to go forward because the enemy of your soul wants you to think that there's no other answer but to take your own life. It's never the answer. He said, "He came to heal the brokenhearted." He said, "I have come to proclaim liberty to those who are captive." It means he came to bring freedom to those who are bound and were in prison. Amen. Not necessarily in the prison of what we think a prison is, but people are prisoners to Satan and to sin, and there's just no way out. But Jesus said, "I came to proclaim freedom to those that are captives and recovering of sight to the blind." Those that are blind spiritually, physically, Jesus did that many times. And to set at liberty, set at freedom those who are oppressed. I want to tell you, Jesus is here to touch people's hearts and touch people's minds, touch people's lives, and to bring deliverance. There may not be another answer, and there is no real answer to spiritual problems except when the Christ, the Prince of Peace, comes into a person's life. That is the only answer there really is. Praise God. And so she had an ongoing, unending condition. It seemed unending. But she decides to take one more step toward deliverance. Said, "I've tried it all. I've tried everything. I've tried doctors. I've tried everything. You know, I've tried self-help programs. And I didn't help myself at all. I've tried this, I've tried that," but she took one more step toward deliverance. She pressed into Jesus. Now, Jesus was in his earthly ministry, and crowds surrounded him, and they pressed forward to him because people were being sick, were being healed. People with every kind of ailment that there was that could be upon a human being, Jesus had healed them, and demons went out of people as the demon possessed were set free because Jesus came to set the captive free. Amen. You say, well, he came then. No, he didn't just then. He comes today. He's still setting people free. He's still bringing the oppressed and the afflicted out of their bondage. And he's still bringing sinners out of their sin that are captive to things they can't let go of, to habits they get that they've got that they can't quit and they need God's help. I want to tell you, we still live and serve a God who's in the business of deliverance. Hallelujah. So she pressed into Jesus. She was desperate. This was the last step, the last effort. She must touch Jesus. Perhaps she had heard of his healing. Surely she had. And she wasn't there for just the loaves and the fish. She wasn't there for just what she could get for herself. She was there because Jesus was there. She thought something could be done to her helpless, hopeless condition. She was there to touch Jesus. And so she pressed into God. She pressed into the Lord. My friend, that's what happens when you and I need to press into God. When we come to church, it's not just to see each other. It's to press in to worship the Almighty God, the all-powerful God. And when people begin to let go and let God have his way, that's when God moves in and God begins to do things in people's lives. Amen. When we come here for the purpose that we come here for, that is to meet God. And we need to enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endureth to all generations. Praise God. Hallelujah. So she pressed into God, pressed into Jesus, and he was God, he is God. My friend, many things compete for our attention today. Amen. But we must meet God here. She was at the point of desperation. Live or die, she had to get to Jesus. Whatever it took, she had to get there. Does life today leave you without answers? Amen. Life may. There is the answer. Reach out to Jesus. Amen. He will not turn you away. He has time for you. He's made time for you. You got to make time for him. And today, he's still the answer. Jesus is not out of reach. He doesn't want to pass you by. He loves, he cares, he spent all to save you. He gave it all for your salvation and deliverance from the yoke of bondage. Jesus gave all. Romans 8:32, he who did not spare his own son but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? I want to tell you, God gave it all for you and me, for all of us. You may be surrounded by those who don't really care what happens to you, and they're only concerned about themselves, and those with empty promises may surround you who are concerned only about themselves, but Jesus is concerned about you. You can take it personally. He loves, he cares for you. And he cared for this woman that came to him. Then we see here the reach of faith. Somehow she believed if this Jesus was the Son of God. And you see, really many people that day, they didn't receive what they wanted because they believed Jesus was a great prophet or a great thing that happened to them or some great speaker or somebody with a good set of rules to live by. Especially the Pharisees and Sadducees, they just didn't believe he was the Son of God. They didn't believe he was Emmanuel, God with us. But somehow Jesus, this woman pressed into the crowd. Surely this Jesus has got to be somebody more. He couldn't do these miracles. He couldn't do these signs, these wonders. He couldn't do what he was doing if he wasn't God with us. And I believe her faith was that he was Messiah. Praise the Lord. She pressed into God. She believed that Jesus was the Son of God and one who was capable of anything and everything. And I want to tell you, he's still capable of anyone, of everything, and anything comes his way. We serve a God that's almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present. He's always there. He's never left. He's never stopped caring. I'm glad that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God so loved that he gave. Amen. He still loves. He still gives. There was a certainty in her heart, faith, that if she could just touch him, touch his clothes, surely she would be made whole. And you and I, we must reach out in faith today. Maybe you've spent it all. Maybe you feel spent. Maybe you've tried everything. I've even heard the gospel, but never really surrendered your life completely to Christ. There's a difference. Amen. You say, well, I've believed. Hey, the devil believes and trembles. But have you really believed that Jesus is the answer to your problem, to your life? Or not just another step to get me through the day? No. Let us reach out in faith today. Amen. Maybe you've tried it all. Amen. People try drugs, they try alcohol, they try relationships that didn't work. And surely this woman or this man is going to be the answer to my problems, and you find out they're as bad off as you are or worse. Don't look at your companion. I'm not. They're better if God's put it together. You stay with it, praise the Lord. But the search is not going to, the answer is not going to be found in a relationship except one relationship, that is with Christ. And you may feel empty today, but I want to tell you, God isn't empty. He's still full. He's still powerful. He's still able to do today what He did yesterday. Amen. He's still the healer. He's still the redeemer. He's still the answer to your problem today. He's still the Son of God. He's still the Son of righteousness with healing in His wings. Amen. All things are possible to those who believe. There's nothing God can't do or won't do if we'll call out to Him in faith. Amen. And my question is today, I know I'm closing early, but have you spent all? And do you feel spent? Have you searched to the ends of the earth, so to speak, and you've not found an answer? Are you emotionally spent? Are you tired of empty promises, earthly solutions? Let's reach out in faith today. Maybe you've tried it all, but I want to tell you, friend, one more time, let's give it to Jesus. Let's let God do what He can do. Amen. He can do exceeding abundantly above all that we may ask or think, and that's a whole lot. I want to tell you, we serve a living God. A powerful God, a God that's not dead. He's not going to die. He's not going to quit. He's not going to change. His love is forever. He cares for you, and He can make a difference in your life. Let's let Him have His way today. Praise God. Amen. If you believe that, stand with me if you believe that. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know we've prayed for people already. I've never found it hurt anything to pray again. Amen. But if you need God's help today, I want to tell you something. Let's come to this altar. Let's find a time. Let's have a time with God. Amen. Let's see what God can do in this place. Amen. If you're here, you feel God calling you to come to this altar, come on up. Let's pray. Amen. The Bible says, pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous person avails much. God cares. Amen. Come on, church. Let's give this to God today. He's alive. He's true. He's well. He's real. If you feel God dealing with your heart, you're tried it all, but you can't seem to make it. Let's come to Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's let Him have His way. Hallelujah.